Welcome to the Gifters Podcast. I'm your host, Christopher Kai. This podcast is sponsored by the GPS Online Program, which teaches you how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business. For more information, go to ChristopherKai.com. Our guest today is Daniel Edlund. He's a private chef as well as author. Daniel, welcome to our podcast.
Thank you so much, Christopher. Glad to be here.
So I am easily bored. And so when I talk to people, I always have a few minutes before a podcast because I want to really make sure that their advice, their tips, their strategies are very helpful. And in your case, they say, hey, Daniel, is it really realistic to have organic, healthy, good tasting meals on a budget? And then what did you say, Daniel?
I said, absolutely. I mean, I make all of the meals at home for me and my wife, all organic, all super healthy. And our budget is $12 a day. So I would say yes.
So now that we've caught our listeners' attention, we're in 92 countries. Tell us first, let's do a little rewind. When did you have a passion and desire, realize that you were really good at being a chef? And I really think a chef is a magician. You take all these ingredients, put them together, and you have this beautiful meal that not only can taste good, but can help people and bring people together. So when did you have this desire to be a chef?
It's true. It's really a gift. It's like a painter to comprise everything together, along with the temperature control and the measure of the volume and everything. But for me, it started very young, because in Sweden, where I'm from, we're always included in the kitchen. So my grandmother and my mother would cook, and I would be involved even at, you know, age 5, 6, 7, and we would make all these things. And it progressed when I was older, because I was a little overweight and I wanted to fix it. And I needed to make sure that I ate proper nutrition. So I had to do it myself. So when I was in high school and college, every single day I would bring my lunch to school because I didn't want to eat that cafeteria stuff.
And this is in Sweden?
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I also educated myself to be a personal trainer in the background. So I have the whole fitness background and tie that into the cooking as well.
That's great. Now, relative to culturally, so I was born and raised in the US, and you know, the US, we're the ones that created all these crazy fast food things in the 50s after World War II. So I'm curious, from a cultural standpoint, are you saying that most Swedish families, when they're growing up, it's a family thing where the parents definitely include their kids, or were you more of a unique story? Or just culturally, from a Swedish standpoint, it's very common that they all eat at home and they want to include the kids in the cooking process?
Yeah, culturally, it's a massive difference. You just cook more at home in general. Going out to eat at the restaurant is seen as a rare treat kind of thing. And maybe you do that once or twice a week, like in total. Everyone brings their lunches and everyone cooks at home. It's just more, also generally, the understanding of nutrition on its fundamental base is way higher. Just the general knowledge overall in the population.
So one question about that, and then we'll move on to, again, how do you make these healthy meals? So what's considered in the US, is it common where you can go to a Swedish restaurant, and what's considered like an authentic Swedish dish?
I mean, there've been a few here in LA throughout the years, but they haven't really taken off because Swedish cuisine is not, you know, like as profound as say Italian or French or Mexican. It's basically a mishmash of European dishes, like a little bit of Italian, a little bit of French. But I mean, the most Swedish things we have, I would say, is obviously the Swedish meatballs, and not the ones that you get from IKEA, because those are manufactured in volume and are not that great. And the grovlax, which is basically cured salmon.
Oh, nice. What is it called again?
Grovlax.
Okay, I'm not even going to try to attempt to pronounce that, but it's like Swedish salmon. Great. So talk to us. So many people, especially in the US, 2/3 are obese or overweight. Some basic things just daily that you feel that we can do as people, not even just Americans, that we can have some of these more organic, healthy foods.
Yeah, so if you just do like these small things, you're 90% there. First of all, it's not about a diet. It's about a lifestyle and a lifestyle balance. that you have to come to terms with, because diets really don't work, because you're forcing yourself to do something that your body don't want and need, because your body needs nutrition. It needs proper food. Most people actually eat too little, because, you know, 80% of what you eat goes into just standing upright. Even if you lay down all day, 80% of everything you eat is those calories are used for your body's sustenance. So first of all, if you don't cook at home, it's almost impossible to eat a healthy lifestyle, period. Because everything that you eat out is on a budget, because they buy in bulk and they buy a quantity, and it's not, you know, optimal quality for anything, right? So that's the first step. And you can manage your time by bulking your cooking. I mean, I make 4 to 5 pounds of any given protein. I vacuum pack it, I freeze it. So I always have 30 to 40 meals in my freezer to pick from any given day, right? So that's number one. Number two, respect your meal times. Like, when you have a meal, make sure it's properly balanced in terms of the macronutrients, protein, carbohydrates, and fats. And then you don't put anything with calories in your system for another 3 hours. And what happens is, once you eat, there's a digestive cycle. And once that digestive cycle is complete, your colon flushes, and also your blood sugar, your insulin level balances. So if you interfere with that cycle and snack, and even, you know, fruit juice, if you sip on fruit juice, that's basically sending, you know, shocks to your insulin system every time you take a sip. Then it's extremely bad for you, right?
And then what about when you said that when you buy in bulk, I mean, do you have to go to Whole Foods, or can you go to like a store like in LA, it's called Ralph's, or in Miami, it's called Publix? Can you get healthy food at these stores? Where do you get your food? Where do you buy your food?
Personally, I do get it at Whole Foods, but you don't have to. Recently, and especially in California, there's been an increase in the general stores carrying like organic brands and better quality products. But again, if you bulk it out and you buy quality and cook it yourself, your food cost is still going to be lower than if you don't.
Yeah. And so the final question I have is, you mentioned that you can have all these ingredients, but I think you said about like less than 5 ingredients. You said easy organic cooking. So what's one specific dish that you can share with us that's easy to make, but also healthy?
So what I typically do is say, take a chicken breast, organic clean chicken breast, and you make a simple marinade and use sea salt, because sea salt has the qualities and the minerals in there that actually hydrates the body. There's a big scare salt, the scare of too much salt and sodium in your diet, right? So use that. And you mix it with like paprika and garlic powder, a little bit of vinegar, a little bit of olive oil, and let that marinate for an hour to 24 hours. And you just put that on the grill, and it's just delicious. And it's just so simple, right?
And do you have to marinate it like for that hour or day? It makes a massive difference.
I wouldn't say massive, but you know, it does make a difference in flavor. But the marinade is strong enough, so you don't really have to. But an hour, it's not a long time.
Got it. And tell our listeners again, what are those things? You said sea salt, paprika?
Yeah, paprika and garlic. You can use fresh garlic as well. A little bit of vinegar. You can use red wine vinegar or white wine vinegar. You can, and just olive oil. And just mix it together. And you cut the chicken and put it in there. Let it sit covered for an hour. And you just put it on the grill.
My last question, I had one that popped up. What do you think of the whole concept of intermittent fasting?
It's interesting. I would say it's really up to you as an individual. Everyone responds differently to basically everything, including diet. And that's what the other thing was that I was going to get to. Because you have an individual metabolic rate, which is as individual as your fingerprint. And the trick is to figure out what is your macronutrient balance between the ratio of protein, carbohydrates, and fats. Because some people, most people, run better on low carbohydrates and high protein and fat. And so with fasting, you just have to try it out for yourself and see if it works. Personally, I just eat clean overall and throughout, so I don't really feel the need to starve myself like that. Because it's also about activity level. If you're very active and you work out, then you need to replenish your body to recover. If you don't, it's going to be, you're going to go into a catabolic state and it's going to be counterproductive. But if you want to clean out your system, go ahead and do it for a few days for as a reset. That's fine. But you can't work out during those days. You know, you have to pay respect to the body.
Awesome. Daniel, thank you so much for being on our podcast. It's very illuminating and insightful. How can our guests learn from you and read your book?
So it's available, my book's available on my website, which is danieledlund.com. People can reach out on my LinkedIn, which is Daniel Edlund Cuisine, or just type in my name in on LinkedIn. And it's also available on Amazon, print on demand, the easy way to organic cooking.
Great. Daniel, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you, Christopher.
Thank you for listening to the Gifters Podcast. If you want to learn how to turn your story into a successful speaking and online coaching business, go to christopherkai.com to learn more.